John Ratcliffe slams Alvin Bragg, law schools will use indictment as example of prosecutorial abuse of discretion. By Catherine Hamilton on April 4, 2023. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said the indictment of Donald Trump is actually an indictment of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg because the unsealed document so clearly demonstrates political persecution. Alvin Bragg's unsealed indictment is an indictment of Alvin Bragg. Legitimate law schools will forever use this indictment to teach the concept of prosecutorial abuse of discretion. Ratcliffe tweeted on Tuesday in response to a post by Mike Cernovich, who called the indictment laughable in any other circumstance and the same offense copied and pasted 34 times. All Americans, regardless of political persuasions, should condemn this indictment as the travesty of justice and political persecution that it so clearly demonstrates, Ratcliffe continued. As Breitbart News reported, Bragg charged former President Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree in violation of New York State Penal Law Section 175.10. The 34 separate charges accounted for 34 different business record entries for various dates between February 14, 2017, and December 5, 2017, according to the indictment. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts. Former New York federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy said in a recent piece in National Review that Bragg charged Trump with 34 separate counts in hopes of getting just one guilty charge so that he can claim he won the case and brand Trump a convicted felon. McCarthy wrote, "Why is Bragg doing this? Because for him to win the case in the all-important political realm, the court of public opinion, he just needs a jury to convict on one count. Then, no matter how flimsy the case Bragg has presented, Trump will be branded a convicted felon. By contrast, Trump can only win if he prevails on all 34 counts. Bragg is inflating the number of counts, just like he is inflating trivial misdemeanors into ostensibly serious felonies, because he just needs one," McCarthy wrote.